When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Bears have a team right now, Spiegel,
yeah,
that I don't think there has ever been three legitimate super fan Bears fans on a team. Doug Kramer, who went to Illinois, pretty high on the credential scale. I will give him 8 Bears.
Growing up a diehard Bears fan, Nolan Kreutz was the guy that I always looked at.
9 Bears.
Oh, wow.
Does Doug Kramer have any chance he's going to catch a pass today?
Hey, you never know. You never know.
And now we got Jumbo with Kramer in the backfield.
The mini fridge. Kramer, the fullback. The give to Johnson. And the Bears have tied the game after the takeaway.
Well, just some excellent push up front by the offensive line in here. Follow the big guys. Follow 79 to daylight. And the big offensive lineman in there, too. Kramer. Maybe not the refrigerator, Perry. Maybe more of the styrofoam.
Maybe not even a mini fridge. Maybe that, hey, I'm going to stick this Four Loko in there before we head to the frat house.
I know he's one of our Chicagoland guys, but I was excited for him. I really was. It was good to see him in there playing fullback. He did a good job reporting when he came in there, so it was good. It was good, and having those downhill plays is always good.
Kramer's in there. Kramer's back.
Roschon Johnson, first down, a big one.
That's the same play as the touchdown. It's just load power.
Running God's play down there was pretty good.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
I think that there are too many Hinsdale Central graduates starring for Chicago teams. I think that's what's going on now.
Dude, everywhere you look.
Everywhere you look, you go like, oh, there's another guy that came out of Hinsdale Central.
But we got the one who found his way into the end zone as a blocker. Is it just the beginning of football life as the mini fridge?
I think it's a great choice and a good decision. Doug Kramer joins us here on The Score on Spiegel and Holmes. Doug, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well, man. And I think a lot of people were happy to see you in the role that you were in this past weekend. What was it like getting yourself ready to play a little bit of fullback?
Yeah, it was, you know, obviously something different being lined up in the backfield. But, you know, that position's a lot of fun. You know, you get to be aggressive and come downhill and, you know, obviously a little bit different than the inline center position. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun being out there.
In my mind, I imagined it as the coaches saying to you, because you know, you're suited up, you're dressed on game day, but you don't get an opportunity to play as much as you like. I imagine the coaches coming to you and being like, hey, Doug, would you like to hit somebody? And you being like, yeah, yes, I very much would like to hit somebody.
Yeah, obviously, any way I can help, you know, the team get the ball in the end zone, help the team win a game. You know, it's something that I'm going to jump at every time. So when they told me I was going to be in that role this week, I just thought about executing to the best of my ability and helping the team scoring, you know, get a first down there at the end.
Yeah, let's get to the bottom of this, Doug. When did they come to you? How long have you known that this was a possibility, sir?
It was just, you know, our short yardage goal line install meetings earlier in the week. And, yeah, so a couple days just to get ready to roll and, you know, go out there and let it rip.
All right. And did you tell anybody in your private life that this was a possibility? Did you tell any family or friends that this was a chance?
No, I kept it just to myself. I wanted my dad and mom in the stands to be a little surprised when they saw me run out there.
Oh, that is amazing. You didn't even tell mom and dad, and they came to the game. You didn't know for sure you were even going to get in necessarily, right?
Yeah, obviously you don't know if the play is going to get called, but, you know, if you get into those situations, you know, on the one yard line, you're always ready to roll.
Did you know where they were sitting? So as you're running out, did you think about them at all and like, take a quick glance or anything?
No, not during the game.
Okay, and then one other, I mean, actually, we have 30 more questions on this, if it's all right. That was a very exciting moment, Doug. We really enjoyed that as Bears viewers and Bears fans. Have you ever lined up at fullback before at Hinsdale, at Illinois, in a backyard somewhere, ever?
I mean, I'm sure I've done it a million times in a backyard, but no, not at Illinois. And a little bit my freshman year of high school at Central, but other than that, it's been all center for me. So that was a little bit new.
Doug, how many times did people on the sidelines remind you to make sure that you report to the referee?
Yeah, we got basically every coach said it as I was running out there. And obviously we got, you know, the offensive line, all of us are pretty close. So, you know, they were reminding me as I was running over there, but I definitely was not going to forget that one. That's like coaching point number one on that play.
So when you see the plays that you're in on have success, what does that feel like for you to be able, look, you're contributing through practice and helping guys get better, but when you see, like, look, this is the play that worked and we needed this, what does that feel like to know that you were a part of making it succeed?
Yeah, obviously, you know, it's a great feeling. You know, I said this in a previous interview, but, you know, touchdowns in the NFL are not an easy thing to go and do, especially when you have, you know, long drives or, you know, you have the defense set you up in a really good position like we did on that one touchdown drive. But, yeah, obviously there's a lot that goes into it and, you know, to make my mark and being able to come in and contribute is, you know, it means a lot to me and, you know, I just appreciate, you know, the coach is having the trust in me to throw me out there and, you know, stick the ball in the end zone.
So you grew up as a Bears fan, right, Doug?
Olin Kreutz was his guy.
Yeah. So like, when you're lying on the grass in the end zone at Soldier Field, having led the way for a touchdown, I mean, like, how satisfying was that in terms of athletic moments that you've had in your life, Doug?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely up there. You know, I kind of lost it on the celebration and just started, you know, running around screaming a bit. But yeah, obviously, you know, it's a huge moment and, you know, it's something that I'll definitely look back on and be like, you know, that was pretty cool. So
yeah, you're not the only one who's running around screaming, dude. It's like we have been calling for the I formation. We've been calling for power football and then to have it be, a Hinsdale kid at fullback is like it was a multi-leveled celebration of epic proportions for everybody. So I mean, have you heard from people in your life, friends and family, like doing, dude, what has your phone been like since that happened?
Yeah, obviously, you know, I'm still in a group chat with a bunch of my buddies from Hinsdale Central who I played with or, you know, who I was friends with. So it was cool to see them all, you know, reacting to it. And then obviously I still have my whole family, extended family living in the Chicagoland area. So basically everyone around me has been a diehard Bears fan their entire life. So it's been awesome to hear from everyone. And, you know, it really just kind of brings you back and makes you reflect on all the people who helped you get to where you are.
All right, two questions, and they're connected. Do you want to run the ball, and can you catch?
Good questions.
I don't know if I'll answer either of those. I'll just say you never know what could happen. You know, if the opportunity presents itself, then, you know, you just got to do your best to take it. But at this time, I'm definitely worried about blocking people as opposed to scoring. You know, we'll leave that to the skill guys. You know, we've got a lot of good ones on the team. So
how dare you, Doug? You are a skill guy. There's a lot of skill in what you do, sir. But man, that was exciting, Lawrence. He left those possibilities wide open.
As centers who are very smarter, they often do. They understand how the game is played, and it's good. So what was it like, Doug, this week for you guys after having a couple of really rough losses to get back on the winning side of things?
It was a great team win. And you know, that was talked about in the building yesterday. You know, Torrey punted unbelievable. You know, Swift made a huge impact in the run and pass game, offensive line. You know, we started moving the ball as an offense, and obviously the defense played lights out. I think it just really shows where this team can go, and, you know, that we're still building and getting better every single week.
Hey, Doug, we're going to send you a picture later, or you could watch this segment on Twitch or YouTube, because that the Score broadcast there now. We've taken the liberty of bringing our mini fridge from our office down the hall into the studio. We've got it sitting in a chair.
A mini fridge.
Yeah, we brought it in here just because we wanted to be in the proper formation. Would you say we're in the eye or in the power eye right now, Lawrence? I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, I think we're in the power eye if you've got a mini fridge up there. Are you okay with that being the nickname?
Good question.
You can call me whatever you want. I don't really care.
Are you a texter has a good question. Are you on defrost right now? And, you know, after your life as an active mini fridge?
I don't even know how to answer that one.
That's a good point by you. It's a terrible question. Doug,
don't hang up on us. So listen.
Hey, wait a minute.
I'll throw some football questions your way, Doug.
Oh, wait a minute. I have other stuff.
Put it away.
Okay.
So look, we have spent a lot of time talking about this offense and Caleb Williams, and you guys, when we talk to people about what Caleb Williams does at practice, there's all sorts of stories. What's been your perspective? Someone that calls out defenses, defensive fronts, and blocking assignments, watching a guy like Caleb Williams work.
I would say like the biggest thing that jumps out with Caleb is that he just improves every single day. There's not a single day in practice where he's making similar mistakes. Like, he's always improving. And I'll just say, like, he communicates with the offensive line a ton. So I think there's a really good, you know, relationship between Caleb and the offensive line and, you know, the rest of the offense. So, I mean, his work ethic is crazy. Obviously, he's super talented, but, you know, he's a really good dude too, and he really just puts his head down and works. So it's been awesome being around him and being able to see him, you know, this entire year.
Yeah, Olin Kreutz, our friend and colleague here at The Score, always talks about center and quarterback as like the knowledge acquisition positions, you know? Like you guys, so you and Caleb both, you guys talk sometimes about about reading those blitzes, reading defenses, and how that communication is supposed to go?
Yeah, obviously, you know, the quarterback position, they're always going to, you know, they're always going to see it a little bit differently, just in terms of how much they have to think about in the run and the pass game. But, you know, really marrying, you know, the two, really marrying like how both of us think and making sure that's similar. I think that's really important. So yeah, we'll have, you know, with Coleman too, we'll have meetings and, you know, really just make sure we're seeing third down pressures the same and all that type of stuff. So, yeah, just the conversations between Caleb and us have been great.
I mentioned it at the beginning of the interview, and we're talking with Doug Kramer of the Bears. Are you and Karan going to go to a Bulls game to watch Modest play and put all of the Hinsdale Central people together?
It's a great idea. You know, it's not something that we've talked about yet, but obviously it's super cool to see him, you know, have success. He was both him and Karan were both a little bit younger than me. But yeah, it's obviously, you know, really cool seeing, you know, three dudes from Hinsdale Central make it to, you know, big time Chicago sports team. So yeah, hopefully, you know, me and Karan can get out there and watch a game.
It's pretty awesome. You and Karan, and we had Cole Kmet on the show yesterday. That's a local guy. TJ Edwards is a local guy. Jack Sanborn. Like there's a lot of you. We threw this at Cole Kmet yesterday. Do you have a nickname? How about the outfit? The outfit, or you know, the syndicate, or
the
something like that.
Shy guys.
Shy guys. Yeah, we got options. What do you like?
Yeah. Listen, I'll let you guys. I'll defer to you guys on that one.
That's probably wise. It's incredibly likely, Doug, that you, as a young man, spent some time listening to this radio station after a bad Bears loss or a great Bears win. Now, do you try to avoid it now, or is it like does it feel routine to turn the radio on after a game that you have played in or been on the active roster for?
Yeah, I definitely listened to you guys growing up, or I listened to 670 The Score growing up for sure. And even obviously driving around in the car with my dad or whatever, we'd always have it on. But yeah, I try to steer clear of it. Now I try to stay off, you know, social media as much as I can during the season, just to, you know, try to eliminate some of those distractions and just lock in on, you know, taking it day by day. But I've definitely listened before.
Well, we thank you for that, and congratulations on what happened on Sunday. It was really cool. Thanks for being so cool and putting up with our nonsense as well. Good luck and good health the rest of the way.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on.
Hey, Doug, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Doug Kramer of the Bears. That was fun.
It was fun.
That second run of his where he's still like army crawling to make the block. It's you give a guy an opportunity to make himself useful, and guys like that will grind and find a way to be useful. I love that he had that. That point that you made speaks about you fall down and you're basically doing snow angels in the end zone at Soldier Field.
You're at Soldier Field, man. You grew up watching the Bears, grew up rooting for the Bears, and you're the lead guy on a touchdown run on God's play. Amazing and good for him. And the baller move to not tell your parents that it's even in the playbook.
I love that. You don't want it leaking out.
No, you can't afford to have that. You're probably told during the week, don't tell anybody. I know you're going to be tempted, because this is a show where we call the parents. We've had parents on this show. We've had parents on the station. I mean,
and will again.
And we will again. I mean, so we you know, we might have the parents on speed dial.
I do love like the imagery of Doug. Remember, you have to report. Remember that the play's not going to work if you don't report. And him being like, I got it, guys. I've paid attention and I know what's up. Rumble number 68 out there and let him work.
Yeah. I shouldn't have gone with the defrost thing from the texter. I'm a little too free on that every once in a while. But sometimes you get good hits. Sometimes it hits, and then sometimes you miss, and people say there's a terrible moment in the long, terrible history of Matt Spiegel, interviewer, and you live with that. You know what I mean?
I don't know why you're beating yourself up.
I'm just offering you the chance to do so.
No, I more than likely won't take
You won't take that chance.
No.
I have to do it myself.
No, I am here to build up and be built up. That's what I like doing.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Apparently, that's going to be necessary on this show, huh?
I'm a little bit down in a hole. I'm a little bit down in a hole
don't
right now.
Be.
I like that the mini fridge was in the studio,
I
though.
Do, too.
Even if I'm the only
one. Idea. So, don't be down in a hole.
There was part of me that felt like we shouldn't have acknowledged it. Because I kind of liked that the people on Twitch were just like, yeah. This is so cool. So there was part of me that the comedy was, it wasn't acknowledged.
Yeah, I get you. Could have done that, possibly. But I wanted Doug to enjoy the fact that we went through the effort to go get the mini fridge and bring it in.
I get where Lawrence is coming from. I also get where you're coming from. Obviously, I suggested hard to bring up the mini fridge, and I wanted his reaction.
Yes.
I wanted to see what he thought, but seems like he doesn't like that nickname very much.
He said we can call him whatever he wants, so call him late for dinner. Let's go.
A texter says, apparently Spiegs misses being put down by Danny. So that's pretty funny.
All right, so there's the one reference for the 4 o'clock hour.
We got one in the 4 o'clock.
All right, so two more hours. And
good
then
job, everybody.
You guys can get one more. You get one more reference for the rest of the show.
Here's a texter. You two are putting on a killer show together. Don't tell Mitch he did something right. LOL.
We're glad that you enjoy the show. We're having a lot of fun.
We
this
are.
Is great. And today has been fantastic. Like, to think about it, like, Doug Kramer was a major story coming out of Sunday.
Salute
that man. A major story coming out of Sunday because not just because it was him, but because it showed adaptation that the Bears finally understood that. You can run down. What are you giggling at?
Just now I'm seeing the shot on Twitch of the mini fridge.
Yes!
Sitting there in the third chair.
That's what was so brilliant. Shout out to Connor for that.
Connor was killing it. We were dying back here,
like
alternating the shots of the mini fridge as Doug was speaking.
Like, they literally went to the one shot of the mini fridge while Doug was talking. It was brilliant.
It's amazing. And that's a very clean front door on the mini fridge. No dents at all. Because this is a pretty new one. It's a pretty new mini fridge. I
like the two like score stickers on there too.
Yeah.
And that's fair because Doug said that he and his family and shout out to the Kramers, listen to the score. We appreciate your support for all of these years. Look, he's doing it right now.
Okay.
Connor's doing it right now.
Connor O'Donnell cutting to the mini fridge close up is amazing.
If ever there was an advertisement for the Twitch feed that we have on the Spiegel and Holmes show, and you can listen to throughout the entire score day, that was it. If you were on Twitch while it was happening, you were dying.
Are you kidding me? Tune in to Twitch.
That's where you tune in.
You were dying.
That's right. All right.
Outstanding feel better. Stuff.
You everything's feel good fine. Now? Everything's fine.
All right, good.
Thank you.
How about this? How about when we come back? Why don't we spend some time talking about Bulls Media Day? Because Zach LaVine had a very strong opening statement that I think is worth us examining a little bit.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Like steering into the skid and sounding pretty strong and pretty adult, I gotta say.
Yeah.
I'm curious to what you think.
There's another part of Bulls Media Day that I want to talk about too.
Okay.
And I feel bad that I am having these questions, but we'll share with you and then you can figure out kind of where you stand on this. It's Spiegel and Holmes here with you until 6 on the score.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the score.
I pretty much have a brand new knee, so it's always going to be a little different than, you know, what God gave me to start off with. But I'm feeling good. I'm feeling healthy enough to play. So that's all that really matters, you know, just managing it throughout the year and being available.
Lonzo Ball being there at Bulls Media Day and the talk being that he's going to play, that he's going to get minutes. I am shocked that Lonzo Ball is seemingly healthy enough and also good enough to play NBA minutes after what's happened over the last 2.5 years.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a medical miracle. It is a completely unprecedented bit of medical history that he could actually be able to do this. And it's going to be a really interesting sub-story to what the Bulls are putting together. And it might jump to the top before too long if he's actually able to be a part of things. I mean, you'll be watching Zach LaVine and seeing how everything assimilates there. And that's what we're going to get to here in a minute. But just the fact that Lonzo is even getting close, forget what he might bring to this team as a player, if that's even a possibility. Just if he gets on the court at all, it's a massive story.
I'm shocked by it because this surgery, as you said, like this is, there's some, it's a medical precedent that someone would be able to play in the NBA after this, the repeated surgeries that Lonzo Ball has had, where I was looking at it through the lens of, man, it would be great if Lonzo can just have a life where he's not in a lot of pain and he's moving well and, you know, he's able to play ball with his family. Like, in my mind, that's where I was going when you see him not back in a Bulls uniform. So I'm thankful that he's healthy enough just to function. The idea of him playing ball to me is mind-blowing.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. And, you know, we'll see. If it'd be pretty fun on the court. I mean, to see that dude would be pretty amazing. He's a beautiful player, a really unique and beautiful player. I'm not harboring any true optimism of him being a useful part of a competitive team. I guess I'd have to be shown it at this point.
That was a secondary or tertiary story at Bulls Media Day. the main story at Bulls Media Day was Zach LaVine. And it was Zach LaVine not just answering criticism about him, but being aggressive in wanting to talk about it inside of his opening statement and then going beyond. Speaks, I'm curious on how, because we haven't talked about it as a show.
No. Nope.
I'm curious on how you feel and how you, the Bulls fan, feel hearing Zach LaVine yesterday talk about being back with the team.
I got it first. I want to thank everybody. Obviously, I'm very happy to be back here. Extremely happy to be back, you know, in training camp. It's been a long summer. Fully healthy, but you know, I'm excited to come back here, compete. I've had a lot of learning to do and watched a lot of film, so I'm excited to be able to play offensively, defensively, whatever role they put me in. I'm excited for that. It's a you know, when you go through a long off season like I have, you get to learn a lot about yourself and the company you keep. I have an extremely well support system, and I think that with everything that I learned, there's times you need to speak and there's times that you don't. I had probably how long until I talked to you guys? I was talking to you guys in February of last year. Whenever there's something that needs to be said, it'll come from Zach LaVine or my representation. You know, there was a lot of thoughts and rumors, opinions about me, about the organization. So just know whenever it needs to come from me or them, you'll know it'll be from them. I think Rich talked one time, and this is my first talk time to you, so everything else you can take with a grain of salt, with false narratives or whatever it may be. I think going forward, the best way to handle, you know, a lot of this stuff is I'm in a great situation, a great headspace. I'm fully healthy right now, which I don't take for granted. Anything negative that'll try to pin me, the organization, rumors, drama, whatever it is, I leave that in the past. I'm focusing a lot on this camp right now, going forward on, you know, this team and helping, learning, and just having a good time. You know, I think that's something that's not talked about enough is, you know, when you need to have good energy, only give into that. You know, I don't want to keep talking about the past or anything because there's a lot of things I can't speak on, but there's no reason to. You know, I had a conversation when I first committed to the Bulls and signed my deal here with Michael, with Jerry, AK, the front office, with the commitment that they gave me, the respect they gave me. I'm going to continue to give them that same respect, but not just the way I play, but with my professionalism. And that won't waver. You know, I could, that's something I stand on. So, you know, anything going forward, I think that's, you know, how I'm going to answer it. I'm looking to, you know, get any questions that you guys want, but, you know, I'm excited for this camp. I'm excited for this year. There's a lot of things that we can do moving forward. So, what's the first one?
We could all go home now. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Just joking. Zach, Casey Johnson with the new Chicago Sports Network.
Danny leaving that in just for the interaction, the fact it's KC, and to get the new nom de plume out there as well. Amazing.
Well, it's funny, as the press conference went on and people did start to ask some questions, then Zach pushed back a little bit. Like he was kind of drawing a line in the sand saying, I want to just kind of talk about where things stand right now and going forward. But then when he was asked about going forward, he's like, I don't have a crystal ball. So that there was a lot in there. And John Greenberg wrote a great piece in The Athletic today, kind of going through all of this. And one of the points that he made that I thought was important is your agent is one of the people in the NBA that helps to stir the pot and create narratives.
Well, of course. I mean, Zach can say all of that, and I respect his desire to come in and say it and treat it, and it really did sound very adult and very mature, and I give him credit for that. And if we want to grant from now on that we'll be listening just for things from his mouth and his representative's mouth, then okay, we can try, Zach, but you hitched your wagon to one of the guys that stirs the pot. And the NBA, we know how it works. Woj is retired, but somebody will step in. And Shams is still there to do the bidding. And it's like, this is how that business works. This is how that league works. And guys try to orchestrate things and get places. And everybody knows it.
Right.
The power brokers in the league know it. The players know it. The media knows it. And the fans know it too. You know? So he's the one who put some of that stuff out last year right around the All-Star game when his people were there and on the sidelines. It's like, you know, we know where stuff comes from, Zach. We can try to honor what you're asking for, but we know how the sausage is made.
I'm so kind of stuck in between two worlds here on an opinion on this, Speaks, because I agree with you that I think there should be some credit, and I feel like it's growth from Zach to come out and say, look, you guys know that this has been something that I've probably needed to address for a while. I want to address it. But in addressing it, it's like he went halfway where he didn't want to talk about his relationship with the front office as much as maybe people would like for him to kind of explain it. So it's like, you know, a step forward and a step backwards. But I am glad that he at least, because, and John wrote it, you know, John was saying, like, you had this guy who was trying to explain to you that he wasn't angry, even though it came across as a guy who was angry but was being polite.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there is room for that level of nuance whenever we talk about something like this. But it's like, man, you're almost there. You've almost got it. And I feel like that's part of the issue with Zach overall, is that he's so close to getting it, but he doesn't get it.
Mm.
And if he could, because of all the tantalizing talent, and no one over there will tell you that he's a bad guy. We heard Kobe White talk about how important of a teammate he's been for Kobe's, you know, ascension to where he is right now. And it's just like, man, Zach, if you could come a little bit farther, you'd have it.
Yeah, but Ed, he really wants to be one of those dudes who's in control of his own history and his own narrative. And when you're a big enough star in the NBA, you can end up like that. I don't think his game is of a quality enough, and he's not a winning player enough that he's going to end up being that guy who can truly control his own destiny like others have done. I just don't think he's really going to quite elevate to there. Crazy day on Spiegel and Holmes, man. Talking to Doug Kramer, the mini fridge was awesome. Talking to Kobe White earlier was awesome. Did some White Sox out of the gate because it's a big time sports day, spraying to a million different fields here in Chicago. White Sox out of the gate. If you missed Chris Tannehill's open encapsulating the achievement of 121 losses and counting, then you should definitely check that out. We touched on Jed Hoyer's press conference a little bit in transition, actually a lot in transition.
It was most of transition.
We're going to do a lot more of that in the 5 o'clock hour, and you and I both dying to get in on the Pete Rose conversation after that man passed away last night. So tons of stuff to get to on the show.
Including something from Football Sunday that may have like piqued your interest as a Bears fan. You're like, wait, what? What happened here? Yeah, we'll delve into that next here on The Score.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Do you realize, Paulie, I don't know if you realize this. Did you know that the Bears were in the final list of teams for Tom Brady? Did you know that?
Are you just messing with me?
No, I swear that the final list that Brady was looking at, the Chargers, the Bears, and the Buccaneers. I was told this yesterday, and I went, wait a minute. The Bears said, yes, Brady was considering the Bears.
Breaking Bears news. Tom Brady signs with the Bears. For more details on this huge story and what it means for the future of Mitch Trubisky as Bears starting quarterback.
So, I mean, Tanny's the best. That's from the Dan Patrick Show in 2020, September of 2020, when our now colleague, Paul Pabst, is like, are you crapping with me right now?
Marian Catholic's finest, Paul Pabst.
Good dude. Is that really, did we have that cut? That was legit cut during the free agency period?
Yeah. We had the whole process.
Like, you know how Mitch does.
Yeah, we're ready for everything. And it was quite a deal. Take it back. Because I know you were vaguely employed at that time.
That was like, during my era of vague employment.
But during the COVID shows, the COVID radio, Tom Brady going on Howard Stern after announcing he was going to be a Buck, that was a big deal.
And can the four of us, as four guys that have done the audio job, can we just take a minute to appreciate how good Dan Patrick's studio sounds?
Oh, my God.
The acoustics are incredible.
It is incredible.
It's so good.
That's not where I thought you were going, but I'm so glad you went there.
And speaking of the people in that studio, I'm gonna little bit of fight on you for Paul Pabst as Marian Catholic's finest. Rodney Harrison, Shonda Rhimes.
No, it's still Paul.
Still Paul. Okay. Yeah. All right.
No, yeah, it's still Paul. I mean, look, for an HF guy to say anything nice about anyone from Marion is a thing.
I mean, Grey's Anatomy is good. Paul. Grey's Anatomy is good and everything, but I'll go Paulie.
I'm going to go with Paulie on this.
Yeah.
And I love Rodney, too. Rodney and I have done a couple charity events together, and we had fun. We actually called I called his charity basketball game at HF a few years ago.
Look at that. Worlds are coming together.
I feel like I've dropped too many names today, and I apologize for that.
Nah, it's all right.
Oh, dig yourself.
Yeah. I agree. That's what I'm doing today, and I promise not to do it anymore.
Hey, man, the afternoon listeners are just getting to know your largesse, you know? It's a totally different listenership.
I take that back because in the 5 o'clock hour, I also have another.
Oh, you have a huge one to drop. I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, I brought it.
You did?
I did, because I wanted you to see it.
I want to see it. This is a disgusting conversation that it really has nothing
to
do with.
Paulie, I don't know if you realize this.
So I brought these. I saw them at the house, and I said, you know, I'm bringing these to show KB. And there was a lot of reasons to choose Tampa, and I made about 18 criteria why. And there was things all the way from a salary, obviously, to the weather, to the facilities, to how great the players were. And ultimately, Chicago was a team, and I've never told that story before. They were very stealth in their recruitment. I was seriously considering them. But in the end, it came down to Tampa, and it was close to my son, Jack. I love Bruce Arians and the role that he played in offense, and ultimately the great players like Mike Evans and Chris Godwin that I'm still out there watching today.
So the news of that is that even though DP had it, Tom never had admitted that before. So for him to admit that on Fox, I'm sure for Bears fans that have just kind of tuned in, that it felt like a dagger to the heart.
It felt like I felt like Chuck Swirsky when I heard it. I went, what? You know what I mean? Like, it really cuts to the core.
It does.
Because the 2020 Bears, I'm going to go ahead and say it out loud. They would have been better than 8-8 with Tom Brady.
I think that is a very...
I called that.
It's a very weak limb for you to be out on. But you have to understand that there's all sorts of stuff that goes with Tom Brady being here, like the winning and what it takes to win.
Fine, I'll make an adjustment for the winning. Okay, fine.
I don't know if we have it scheduled, but Shane, could we maybe reach out to Carmen Vitale and talk with her, because she has a Super Bowl ring because of Tom Brady? And yes, she was working for the Bucks at the time, and she's got a ring. So we can talk to her about all of that. But apparently, Tom had a conversation with Baker about all of this.
Right. You mean Ryan Baker? That's what you mean, right?
Hard Bake. He had a conversation with Baker Mayfield about all of this, and they see things differently.
Said, quote, they wanted me to come in, be myself, bring the joy back to football for guys who weren't having as much fun. It's funny because you've made this environment for me very stressful up here in the booth, so I understand where he's coming from.
Do you feel it?
No.
Feel the stress? No. Well, I was going to say, I thought stressful was not having Super Bowl rings. So there was a mindset of a champion that I took to work every day. This wasn't daycare. If I wanted to have fun, I was going to go to Disneyland with my kids.
Yeah, so, as you were saying, go ahead. That's you feel like, I feel like there's more in there to say.
there's a way to approach this game.
Yeah.
And it's that with the right mindset and try to push each other outside of our comfort zone. And great teammates do that. You come in, I have someone like Gronkowski, I have someone like Evans. There's high expectations for us. We got to make sure we go out there and deliver.
The competitive juice is still flowing.
It's still in there.
There's no
apologies.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of that got taken out of context. None of it was personal by any means. It's just, what he demanded of the guys. And that's the aura of Tom Brady. And that's what he did to bring a championship here. And so nothing personal. But, talking before the game, he's obviously happy for me. And he knows the guys. So he knows how much I enjoy throwing to Mike and Chris because he got to do the same. And so it's fun to be able to, talk about the same experiences with a guy like that.
We thought we heard his competitive fire a little bit, too, on the broadcast when he said, this wasn't a daycare.
Yeah, no. And, I mean, like I said, a lot of things got taken out of context. He did it his own way, and that's why he has 7 rings. So, yeah, not much else needs to be said.
Poor Baker.
Oh, no, man.
I feel bad for Baker because I'm sure that he was just, trying to have a conversation with Tom, and then Tom, he flipped that switch.
Well, Baker said it on the pod away. I'm sure then somebody sent the clip to Tom because Baker said it on a pod and said, they were ready to have some fun, and Tom took it that way. But and so Baker got smacked down. That's the GOAT telling you, this isn't daycare. Why don't you go to Disneyland with your kids? Or take my kids, because I don't really feel like going. Whatever he's saying. And Baker, all he can do is didn't really.
Sorry, Tom Brady. Mr. Brady.
Excuse me, Tom.
Shout out to Kevin Burkhart, because you have Tom Brady saying that you can only get greatness if you're pushed outside of your comfort zone. And there was Burkhart pushing Tom and
absolutely
saying, keep going.
By the way, if you're Baker, what are you supposed to do? Try to come off like you can have the gravitas? You have to go the other way and be who you are. You're a jokester. You're a goofy dude. Go ahead and be that guy and have some fun and say that's what you're going to do because that's who you are.
I'm really excited for our 5 o'clock hour for a lot of different reasons, but because it really does lean into the strength of my partner. You may have heard what Jed Hoyer had to say today. You haven't heard anything until you hear what Matt Spiegel has to say about it. We're going to do that next on The Score.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.